The Czech government has recognized Juan Guaido, the self-proclaimed interim president of Venezuela, as the legitimate leader of his country pending elections. The proposal was put forward by the Czech Minister of Foreign Affairs, who has been advocating for the European Union to take a united stand. Brian Kennedy has more.
At last count, just over a dozen EU countries, including the Czech Republic, had recognized Juan Guaido as the legitimate leader of Venezuela, turning decisively against President Nicolas Maduro after he refused to call new elections. Czech Prime Minister Andrej Babiš told reporters on Monday, after an eight-day deadline set by EU member states for the embattled president to act had expired, that the international community believes holding fresh elections in Venezuela is the best way forward.
We expressed through a public statement our true regret that despite repeated appeals by the international community, no steps have been taken in Venezuela to hold free democratic elections. Therefore, the government of the Czech Republic recognizes Juan Guaido as an interim president who should serve until Venezuela holds free democratic elections.
Venezuela has been embroiled in economic and political crisis for several years now, and several million people have left the country. Despite hyperinflation and endemic corruption, Mr. Maduro easily won re-election last year in a vote that international observers say was clearly rigged. Early last month, Venezuela's National Assembly branded him an illegitimate usurper, and on January 23rd, Mr. Guaido, the leader of that assembly, had himself sworn in as interim president. The following day, Czech Minister of Foreign Affairs Tomáš Petříček called on the EU to take a common position on whether to recognize Mr. Guaido as legitimate leader while signaling he favored such a move.
The presidential elections last year in Venezuela were far from transparent. The European Union already last year declared that they were not free democratic elections. In contrast, the National Assembly contest was held in a legitimate way, and the body has legitimacy.
The European Parliament already by the end of January had recognized Mr. Guaido as interim president. Thus far, only a dozen EU member states have done so. Efforts to gain unanimous EU support for a statement recognizing the legitimacy failed partly due to Italian and Greek objections and partly due to the reluctance of others to antagonize Russia and China, both major creditors to Venezuela and supporters of Mr. Maduro. 10 EU countries have yet to announce their position. Some have issued statements of support for the democratic process or stopped just short of fully endorsing Mr. Guaido. For example, Hungary, whose public diplomacy minister said on Monday his government no longer recognized Mr. Maduro as president.